Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Sunshine 106.8. And the IBI is funded by Cumashun na Mban with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Hello there, good evening. I'm Carol Dooley and you're very welcome now to join me for another edition of Ours to Protect, our weekly series towards helping to create a more sustainable and greener planet and future for us all. It's Halloween weekend, a fun time for so many of us, no doubt, but it can also be a potentially scary time, not only for our well-being, but the well-being of the planet too. Well, shortly, Greg O'Dwyer from Dublin Fire Brigade will offer advice on how to stay safe this weekend. But first, just how aware are we of the dangers of fireworks and bonfires? We send Sunshine's Jane McNamara to find out.
It's not great for the environment. Out where I live, we don't have them.
Obviously, there are environmental concerns and safety concerns and all that. But, you know, I think as an agricultural country, we have our roots in pagan tradition. So it's, you know, very important as an agricultural country to keep these traditions alive.
Yeah, I think it's both bad for the environment and also it's a danger. You know, it can go out of hand easily.
Bad for the environment, but it doesn't bother me.
Depends on what they're burning as well, I suppose. Some things getting burnt, it's just the gases and the toxins that come out with them and stuff. And like kids, we'll be around it.
Well, joining us now is Greg O'Dwyer from Dublin Fire Brigade. Greg, thanks for taking the time to chat with us this week. As I said earlier there, Halloween is a fun time for so many of us, but also a worrying and potentially dangerous time for ourselves, for our animals, and of course, for the well-being of the planet too.
Well, you're right, first of all, it is a fun time and we want it to be a fun time. So our message is always play safe and stay safe. So we encourage people to use, look up their local authority websites. There are numerous, I can't start mentioning them, there are so many organised events and there are fantastic nights with organised fireworks and activities and so on. So there really are fun nights. They've been very, very successful. Unfortunately, over the years, Halloween has been a really, really busy and dangerous time for ourselves, for our own firefighters and for the public themselves. But in the later years now, we've seen that a dramatic decrease in the number of fires because of all of these organised events. And the other thing that we'd like to get out there is that if any members of the public see stored material, you know, pallets and so on, they would contact our local council. Every local authority has up on their website a phone number to contact to come, and they will come and take away, you know, stored material. And that obviously decreases the number of fires, but also the size of the fires as well, because some of these fires, bonfires, are actually very, very large and yeah, are very dangerous.
Yes, and dangerous on a number of levels.
Very, very damaging to the environment and also to people if people are around in a local neighbourhood and they're suffering from, you know, some sort of respiratory illness or anything like that, it can really have a bad effect on them. On my way down to studio here today, I witnessed a builder fitting a load of pallets, wooden pallets, on top of a skip ready for an easy takeaway. So we discourage all of that kind of activity as well and ask people to make sure that if they have combustible materials, there are local authority watches going around businesses and commercial premises, and they're looking for maybe stored pallets outside or whatever, and they're asking them to lock them away inside in their yard and that, okay, to make sure they're safe.
They're just an invitation, really.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We'd advise people, if they do attend a bonfire, first of all, is to stay well back. Do not get involved in any activity of putting any kind of combustible materials onto a bonfire. Things like tires and other plastic materials like that obviously give off a lot of toxins and carcinogenics as well. But the other thing, the more dangerous thing, is any kind of compressed gas cylinders, even an aerosol. People do not realise the kind of damage that an aerosol can do if it goes off in a fire. It literally comes out as a projectile. It's like a missile firing out. And we've seen some horrific injuries over the years.
What about fireworks and sparklers, Greg?
First of all fireworks are illegal in the state unless they're organised and brought in through the auspices of An Garda Síochána. They all need to be licensed events. So any other fireworks that you would buy on the street or anywhere else are illegal. All fireworks are dangerous. Over the years, we've seen so many injuries. Even with without igniting them, fireworks going off in kids' pockets just from vibration and from friction and so on, causing serious and life-changing injuries.
So obviously stay away from the fireworks unless it's an organised event. So just to reiterate your message really from the start, to echo the advice from Dublin Fire Brigade, Greg, is play safe and stay safe. Greg, if anyone wants to find out more information, where would you direct them to?
All the local authority websites. Four local authorities in Dublin, for sure, are all organised a number of events and they have those listed on the websites.
enjoy the fun, be safe and take care of the environment at the same time. And happy Halloween. Greg O'Dwyer from Dublin Fire Brigade, thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome.
And that wraps up this week's Hours to Protect. A reminder, if you've missed any of our previous episodes or you'd like to find out more about the Hours to Protect initiative, it's all on our website, sunshineradio.ie/hours-to-protect and at hours-to-protect.ie as well. I'm Carol Dooley, thank you for joining me and I hope you'll join me again for another edition just after 7 next Monday evening.
Hours to Protect, brought to you by Sunshine 106.8 and the IBI is funded by Cumashun na Mban with the television licence fee. Check out hours-to-protect.ie for more info.